Monday, everybody. Time for your afternoon wrap-up. I'm Carson Horn for Radio Oklahoma Network. Back in just a moment with a look at all your agricultural markets for today. Coming up next.
Hi, I'm Tom Buchanan, president of Oklahoma Farm Bureau. The family farmers and ranchers of Oklahoma ask you to vote yes on State Question 777, Right to Farm Amendment. Just like Oklahoma Farm Bureau, State Question 777 protects all of Oklahoma farms, from big to small, organic to conventional.
This is Roy Lee Lindsay, Executive Director of the Oklahoma Pork Council, and we fully endorse State Question 777. State Question 777 will protect Oklahoma family farmers from interference and abuse by out-of-state special interest groups like PETA, HSUS, and the Sierra Club.
Hi, I'm Michael Kelsey with the Oklahoma Cattlemen's Association. We're proud to support State Question 777 because it will help us do what we do best, provide great-tasting, affordable, Oklahoma-raised food for Oklahoma families. Oklahoma's family farmers need your help. Please join us and vote yes on State Question 777, the right to farm.
Authorized and paid for by Oklahoma Farmers Care.
Well, despite lackluster interest through most of the morning, firm buyer interest redeveloped by midday in nearby live cattle futures. This pushed October and December contracts 70 to 80 cents per hundredweight higher as traders focused on regaining buyer interest, which developed early yesterday. Live cattle futures shifted higher today following a choppy morning trade. The overall lack of direction, though, through the first few hours seemed to have created some increased interest in nearby live cattle markets despite narrowly mixed trading ranges in the rest of the livestock trade. Corn prices were higher today in light trade, with December corn futures about 2 cents higher per bushel. Stock markets were higher, too, in light trade. The Dow Jones is 100 points higher, while NASDAQ is up 64 points. Live cattle trade went up and down through most of the day, prices hovering in a moderate to wide range, but renewed buyer support helped to draw interest back to the table. Feeder cattle futures moved around in a wide trading range today as traders were unwilling to give back gains seen early in the week, but traders continued to be reluctant to step back into the complex with any consistency. The lack of volume expected to create some market shifts and potential price volatility. Grain futures were mixed today as choppy overnight trade began to wind down. While a more cautious tone was at work in crops today, investors put down cash on other risky investments, giving stock indexes and other commodities a boost, including crude oil. The dollar was weaker after a soft tone to U.S. manufacturing data out yesterday, with the latest gauge on inflation out today. Corn prices were firm today after trading in a range of just 2 cents overnight. Soybeans fought to hold on to gains after a large sell order hit the market shortly after 6 a.m. That set up a potential bearish reversal lower following Monday's rally to three-week highs. And wheat prices were mostly lower, with steady selling pressure hitting prices overnight, though futures held to inside days. That's a look at all your markets for today. I'm Carson Horn for Radio Oklahoma Network.